They're the last two cases. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court will rule on them this morning to close out this term. One is a big deal at the border. President Biden trying to get the okay to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy for migrants seeking asylum here. The other case involves climate change, challenging the EPA's power to regulate power plant emissions.
A coalition of GOP-led states are suing the Biden administration over its authority to regulate carbon emissions from power plants. These states and power plant officials say the EPA is overreaching.
Fox's David Spunt. After the court's rulings, a farewell to Justice Stephen Breyer, who's leaving after 28 years on the court. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Breyer announced his intent to retire in January, which set off a process that ended with D.C. Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to succeed him.
She once clerked for Breyer at the court when Brown was sworn in at noon. She'll become the first black woman to be a justice. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot wants testimony from somebody else close to then-President Trump.
After getting testimony from former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, the committee wants to hear from Pat Cipollone. He's the former White House lawyer who is said to have raised concerns about the former president's effort to fight the 2020 election result.
Fox's Jill Nato. The former president has called Hutchinson a phony, denying allegations in her testimony. There's a search in Bibb County, Alabama for the gunman who shot two sheriff's deputies, critically wounding one after they were chasing him in a stolen vehicle. He then fled on foot. Police in New York City are also looking for whoever shot and killed a woman last night. What they say was like an execution.
The 20-year-old mom was pushing her 3-month-old baby in a stroller when she was shot point blank in the head by a suspect who came up behind her. This happened in the Upper East Side Wednesday, just before 8:30 at night.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The child was not injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Supreme Court's decision on the Remain in Mexico policy comes amid the ongoing controversy over the surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally. The driver of that 18-wheeler truck in San Antonio, Texas, that was crammed full of dead migrants, has his first court appearance today, facing smuggling resulting in death charges.
At least 53 migrants are now dead in a human smuggling operation gone terribly wrong. President Biden says his administration will do everything it can to stop the billion-dollar human smuggling trade. His press secretary insists the border is not open.
The border is closed, which is in part why you see people trying to make this dangerous journey using smuggling networks.
But Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick telling Fox's America's Newsroom, that's not what he's seeing.
Closed means, or secure means, no one's coming in. It's closed. We're closed. Can't come in anymore. The doors are shut. And we're going to break another record this month.
The task of identifying the dead in San Antonio is difficult because some were found with no ID, others with fake or stolen identification documents. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
He didn't say anything in the court as he listened to his many victims. Then singer R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. He plans to appeal.
Convicted in September of racketeering and violating the Federal Sex Trafficking Man Act, 45 witnesses provided testimony against the singer, who's still facing child pornography and obstruction of justice charges in Chicago. Kelly was one of the biggest R&B stars in the 90s, and rumors about his alleged abuses lingered until the Me Too movement.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. We're saving another penny at the pump. AAA has gas down a 16th day in a row. It's fallen 16 cents from the record high. On Wall Street, stocks could fall again today. Dow futures down more than 300 points as most overseas markets fall between 1 and 2%. This is the day after the Dow gained 82 points, but the NASDAQ lost 3. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.